This is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka. Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif issued a warning Thursday against those who might consider attacking Iran in response to an attack on Saudi oil facilities. This comes after U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo directly blamed Iran and called what happened in Saudi Arabia an act of war. AP correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says it was an Iranian attack that damaged Saudi Arabia's oil installations, describing it as an act of war. Iran has denied any involvement and has warned the U.S. it will immediately retaliate if it's attacked. President Trump isn't saying whether the U.S. will take military action, but he has ordered increased financial sanctions on Tehran. Yemen's Iranian-backed Houthi rebels have claimed responsibility for the attack, saying it was in response to the Saudi-led war in Yemen that has killed tens of thousands of people. I'm Mike Hempen.
At least 15 people are dead in Afghanistan Thursday. Dozens more are injured. A car bomb attack was claimed by the Taliban near a compound used by Afghanistan's intelligence agency in Kalat, the capital of Zabul province in southern Afghanistan. A spokesman for the provincial government said most of the victims, which included women and children, were patients at a nearby hospital. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu called Thursday for his main challenger to join him in forming a unity government. In a video message, Netanyahu said that although he had campaigned for establishing a right-wing government, the election results show that is not possible. He called for cooperation and urged Benny Gantz to quickly set up a broad unity government. Gantz has previously said he would not. More stories on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. The U.S. House Intelligence Committee is holding a closed-door session Thursday with the intelligence community Inspector General. This as lawmakers hope to learn more details of a secret whistleblower complaint that has sparked a legal battle between lawmakers and the Trump administration.
The Washington Post reports Inspector General Michael Atkinson is to testify today. According to the Post, the complaint involves an intelligence official's allegation that President Trump made an unspecified promise to a foreign leader. The Post cites two anonymous former U.S. officials. However, the Associated Press has not confirmed the report. The Intelligence Committee Chairman, Congressman Adam Schiff, says Atkinson determined the whistleblower complaint was credible and urgent. The White House has not commented. Mike Hempen, Washington.
That was the AP's Mike Hempen. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has apologized after a photo surfaced of him wearing brown face at a party in 2001.
I shouldn't have done that. I should have known better, but I didn't. And I'm really sorry.
Trudeau spoke to reporters Wednesday after Time magazine published the image. He said he was dressed up in an Aladdin costume for a gala where the theme was Arabian Nights. Jagmeet Singh, the leader of Canada's new Democratic Party, says that the Trudeau brown face scandal will cause trouble.
Seeing this image is going to be hard for a lot of people. It's going to bring up a lot of pain. It's going to bring up a lot of hurt. Please reach out to your loved ones. Please reach out to people who are suffering in silence right now. Please let them know that they are loved and they are celebrated for who they are.
Trudeau is currently on the campaign trail before Canadian federal elections. U.S. lawmakers will move next week to begin passing legislation combating human rights abuses in Hong Kong. It's an action intended to send long-term support to democracy activists there. Some of the key activists in Hong Kong's pro-democracy movement are on Capitol Hill this week. Here's Denise Ho.
I want to thank the Congress for giving the support because, this is a message to these Hong Kong people that we are not isolated in this fight. We are in the forefront of this very global fight for universal values.
After months of protests, activists in Hong Kong succeeded in forcing the withdrawal of an extradition bill, widely seen as an incursion by the mainland Chinese government. If legislation passes in Washington, the bill would allow President Trump to use the Magnitsky Act to sanction Hong Kong and Chinese authorities for human rights abuses and more. We have more for you on VOAnews.com. Go there for the latest international headlines. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.